أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 11, 12 and 13 of Surah Taha. The last discussion, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had left Madian on his way back to Egypt. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam took an unfamiliar route because of fear and he lost his way. He was with his family, his wife was with him. It was a cold night and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam required two things. One was that he required something to light a fire. The fire that he was trying to light was not lighting. And on the other hand, he needed to have direction of the road towards Egypt. So when he had seen this fire, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said to his wife, "Remain here and I will come with a live amber and I will also find out the way." فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى. So when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam approached or reached the fire, Nudiya ya Musa, he was called, "O Musa, inni ana rabbuk, certainly I am your Rabb, I am your sustainer." According to the gist of many narrations, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, seeing this fire, now approaches and he sees this very unique scene that a fire is on a tree and the tree is a green tree and the fire does not seem to be burning anything of the tree, not the branches, not even the leaves of this tree. And as Musa alayhi salatu wassalam approaches, he looks towards this fire. His immediate concern obviously was to get some way of an ember or a piece of wood which he could take back to light his own fire. And as Musa alayhi salatu wassalam approaches, he cannot see any wood that is burning, he cannot see any ember, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wassalam takes some grass that was lying around him and he now attempts to put this grass into the fire to get some light. And as he approaches the fire moves back. And when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is more intrigued and he moves back, the fire comes towards him. And in all of this, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam now hears this call, "Ya Musa, O Musa." Again, according to the gist of many narrations, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, number one, could not fathom from which direction the voice or the sound is coming. It was from in front of him, it was from around him, above him, from every direction. And secondly, he did not perceive this sound or the voice with his ears only, but he could perceive it with every sense and every part of his body. And this created a great deal of difficulty for Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to understand what is now really going on. And then the voice, when it comes, "Inni ana rabbuk," certainly I am your Rabb, I am your sustainer. And the very first command, "Fakhla' na'alayk," remove your footwear, take off your shoes. "Innaka bil wadil muqaddasi tuwa," and O Musa, you are in a muqaddas, a very sanctified valley, the valley of Tuwa, which is the valley around Mount Tur. And again Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is intrigued. According to some narrations, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam now asks the question that, "Are you Allah himself speaking, or is there an angel that is speaking to me on behalf of Allah?" And the voice again responds to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that I am Allah speaking to you directly. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, wa ana akhtartuk, O Musa, certainly I have chosen you. In other words, I have chosen you for my speech. I have chosen you as my Nabi. I have chosen you as my special servant. I have chosen you for the Kitab, the Torah that will be revealed upon you. فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى, and listen attentively to whatever is going to be revealed. Listen to it with attention. At this point, ulama have written that that was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's kalam and speech with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But lima yuha is in a very general sense, whatever is revealed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And of course, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with the fortune of Qur'an-i-Kareem. And whenever the Qur'an-i-Kareem is being recited, فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى, we should also listen very, very attentively to the kalam and the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.